Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Pew Research Center put this out, and they're, you know, as these polling outfits go, pretty reliable. The Pew Research Center put out a big poll that says a huge majority of Americans want there to be a way for immigrants living in the United States to stay in the country legally if requirements are met. All right, this coming in the wake of the 680 who were caught up in that raid in Mississippi. Survey was conducted late July to early August. 72% of Americans want there to be a path for legal status for undocumented immigrants. Only a quarter think there should be a national law enforcement effort to deport all undocumented immigrants. Republicans and Republican-leaning independents mostly agree there should be a legal way for undocumented immigrants to remain in the United States, 54%. Republicans are also more apt to back a national law enforcement effort to deport all undocumented immigrants in the U.S. 855-839-1210. So this isn't a question necessarily of citizenship. We put that up on our Twitter poll, at DomShow1210. We're getting some people who think even a path to citizenship. What about staying here legally in some way, shape, or form? I oppose that. It would set the same precedent that Ronald Reagan did in 1986, and how many times have we gone back and forth to do that? And while this is out there, what's going on right now is President Trump's immigration people are now saying a rule change that if you're wanting a green card or on a green card, then if you take any kind of social assistance, you're going to be out of the family business here. That's your thing, Carlo. That's your punishment.
This would be the citizenship equivalent of squatters' rights, wouldn't it?
Yes, that's a perfect example. That's what it comes down to.
Took me a while to say it, but...
Even if you're not a citizen, legal rights, you get to stay here because people are tired of fighting this, and I get it. We're not tomorrow going to go and round up 11 million... We're not saying that. This is an incremental battle over the years. That's the way it works. Part of it would be, you know what the biggest thing would be to strike a blow against this? Put people that are employing people knowingly illegal, put them in jail. It's on the books. It's on the records. Go after them. Put them in jail, particularly some of the bigger ones. You do that, and you're going to see more of a reluctance to hire people illegally. And if that's the case, then people are going to self-deport, at least incrementally. This is all a numbers game. It's all trying to get a handle on it. There's no big plan to tomorrow morning wake up and deport all these people. That's not going to happen. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. I'm coming to your calls. I'm looking for people who say, you know what? All right, maybe not citizenship, but legal status. People should have legal status if they've been here, they've done this, and all the rest. I don't care what they do. I don't. They don't get legal status. Status quo is fine with me. We may not be able to deport all the people that are here illegally, but over the course of time, we're going to get this under control and we're going to lessen these numbers. And it doesn't matter that you claim you did X, Y, and Z. That's not the point. You're here illegally. You have to go back and go through the process. It's just that simple. There are no exceptions to that. But are you on board? And saying, no, I could see legal status if people did X, Y, and Z. Three quarters of Americans want undocumented immigrants to be able to legally stay. Not citizenship, but legally stay. I don't sense that. I think Trump is making illegal immigration the number one issue again, wrapping it around. And here's an example. These 680 people that were taken out of these food processing plants in Mississippi last week. Now, those very same companies are holding a job fair. I think it's tomorrow. It's someday this week. Why are they doing that? Because now they're on the radar screen. They can't get away with this stuff. My criticism, and I don't care how big of a supporter you are of the Trump administration, my criticism that would strike a blow at this, that even they don't want to do it yet, use every legal means. Those that are employing knowingly, blatantly, make some examples, go after them, not for fines. I don't care if it's millions of dollars. Put them in jail. I bet almost anything they'll stop doing it. Now, will it have a deterrent effect with others if you make it a big enough case? Yes. It's the single cost-efficient thing to do to drive out the idea you can hire people that are here illegally. When I think about a place here, where do you think is a good question? I'm not naming specific business. I'm saying, yeah, like mushroom farms. I mean, it's notorious. Well, you're not going to have mushrooms unless we do this. Why are they able to get away with that? 855-839-1210. Well, they put it out there that Americans will not work this stuff. Well, they're not going to work it if you're paying them what you're doing now. You have to meet market demand to do this, right? Or if you want to automate, automate. I don't care. But you cannot continue to tell us you have to have people here illegally. Otherwise, the whole country is going to collapse. I don't know how many people believe that. You know, that what would happen tomorrow if people that are here illegally, it would be a lot better place. That's what would happen. Schools wouldn't be as crowded. You wouldn't have as much mayhem going on. Would you? 855-839-1210. So this idea, we want people to be here legally just so we can say we don't have as big of a problem, is faulty. It's just going to encourage more of this over the course of time. Let's go to Rita in Westchester. Rita, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey,
good
Rita.
Good morning, Dom.
Morning.
I'm thinking about consequences. We've reached the stage we're in because there are so few consequences. And I think, like, with that Mississippi thing, on the news they're talking about their kids are crying and blah, blah, blah. So that says the county has to step in, take care of these kids, possibly wives, and the only person who comes off clean in that is the owner of the mill. And my thought is that if it could be shown an employer didn't properly document any of his employees, the county shouldn't have to pay for the care and feeding of their family.
No, the employer should. That's
the
exactly
employer
right.
Should, and it I mean, it should stick. And if it involves deportation, the employer should pay that too. Because as far as I know, we have a means to check on whether a person can legally work in this country.
We do. E-verify and related things. And Rita, if they really want to do something cost-effective and efficient, now it would cause huge, huge uptick. Put some of these employers in jail. You do that, they don't want to go to jail. They're willing to pay fines. They don't want to go to jail. I know I wouldn't want to go to jail, and I know they don't want to go to jail, and they would stop it.
Well, I even think, like, 680 people, that's an awful lot of people for people in a county to have to support. I mean, literally put it on the mill owner or whatever.
Well, that's exactly, Rita, too. You're right. That's exactly what they can do. But the Trump administration has not come to that step yet. That's the step where you do that. I mean, how many people do you think that are employed? If you tell them, it's a cost of business, we might get fined. People might say it, and I'm going to say, well, I hired people because what else are you going to do? You can't find people. Periodically, they call me or they send me stuff. You don't know. We can't find any Americans to do X, Y, or Z. It's the same thing at the shore. We're in the shore season of jobs. They use that fraudulent student program here, bringing people in. By the way, the two times we've been down the shore, I've seen an uptick again in foreign workers. That's my sense and Rose's sense of it. I don't know if you've seen that. And you say to yourself, well, we'd have to pay these people. Yeah, it's called a market economy. You can't go outside. Remember the lifeguard thing? It's hard to believe, isn't it? That people were arguing they couldn't find enough lifeguards. So they kept on importing people from all kinds of countries. Really? Well, what are you willing to pay? Well, we're not willing to pay that. So do you think we ought to be importing all that? No. This is what drives up wages for American workers. That's what it's done in several industries where it's more difficult to undercut it. And most of these visa programs up and down the line, I think it's rare where we have to import someone. We can't find Americans that are capable and willing to do those jobs. But they want to be paid. Do we believe we're a market economy or not? Yeah, we do, but we don't want to pay them. Well, that's the way it works. There's an upside and downside to a market economy. You don't get to undercut that. All right, 855-839-1210. And the unions are complicit. If you're a union person, you know they're complicit in this. They don't go all out. They know better here in the Philadelphia area than I. They could put the pressure on, but they're part of the Democratic Party. So they're only going to go so far to go after those that are hiring people that are here illegally in many industries. That's the bottom line. And we're just told Americans are too lazy, in the IT field they're not as smart. It's all ridiculous. And it's ridiculous to say we're going to give legal status. They should be able to legally stay here if they do X, Y, and Z. Well, they have to do A. They have to go back to their country of origin and apply. That's what they have to do. And go through the process. That's the way it works. You don't get to jump the line and then say, I've met all these requirements. Okay, hit me with your Godfather, line from Godfather 2, coming off our salute to Fredo, Chris Cuomo. Cuomo's off. I saw Anderson Cooper do 2 hours last night. So when he comes back, this is going to be pretty interesting stuff to see what he has to say about the whole Fredo thing. We still haven't determined. Who is it that determines what is an attack on Italian Americans? I mean, we know where the media goes to be the ultimate voice. Al Sharpton rules on the morality of something, or they ask forgiveness of him. You know that's how it works. Who is it that determines that for Italian Americans, though? Maybe the Cuomos.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.